Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hello, this is Rebecca Pratt. I am in West Africa, and I am with this great young man here who is one of the original, if you read my book, Inspired to Action, his name is Fabrice. And the story of his life and how we met is in that book, Inspired to Action, How Following the Promptings of Your Heart Can Change the World. Fabrice's story is one of the original children that God would not let me sleep at night until I personally said yes to the Lord. And what happened is Fabrice lived in an orphanage. There was 109 children in this orphanage. He was 3 years old, about 3 years old. We don't know exactly how old he was, but he was in an orphanage where the children were very malnourished, suffering greatly. And he had a little gold robe, African outfit on. He had his hands behind his back and he would just strut around the orphanage. He looked like a little king. And I literally felt in my heart that the Lord was like, this is my king, my little king. And when I went back home, his eyes, I could not get out of my head, out of my thoughts. And for 5 nights, I felt like God just woke me up at night. And just his eyes are what came to mind. And I just felt like the Lord spoke to my heart that if somebody doesn't go back to this orphanage and help not only Fabrice, but the other children, that many of these children will not live a long life. So then I had to wrestle with that. And so that story is in my book, Inspired to Action. But we're here. He's now 25 years old. He's getting married on Saturday. And it's incredible. This is like full circle moments now. So I wanted to, while I'm here in West Africa, I wanted to just hear from him, share his heart. And the orphanage that he was in when we actually helped him and the different kids in the orphanage home, that home ended up being a very corrupt home that the government did shut down. And so he went back. He was reunified into his village, which we really support and think that's wonderful when kids go back to relatives. But I would go check on him every time I visited this country and found out that he would be missing and he was up on a farm somewhere. And so I want to hear from him, like what his memory was as a child before he was helped in a greater way with Orphan Relief and Rescue. So Fabrice, go ahead and share what some early memories were when you were reunified with relatives.
When we,
So when I was in the orphanage, I was not that much aware of things around me. So one day when I was a little bit older, one day they came and they closed the orphanage. So together with another one, they took us to a very remote place on the farm. So when we were taken to that place on that farm, each day they would portion to us which space to work on. Each day you have to finish your portion. If you don't finish your portion, you may have to stay on that field till the following day. So looking back, the portion of work that they were giving to each one of us was, I would say, something for older people, because this was too much. This was bigger to for our age. It was way much bigger.
and okay with the guy, Wahoo, and we no far. And we were not on the room and blonde.
So, when we are back from doing our work of the day, when we come back to the place, even the food was difficult to get good food.
Clear me this war. It doesn't find what I'm a hard candy about. But that's why people are not in Bono. We flat in a quick on a poor, a hoo, a car, or the funeral, or I'm going to come out to the town.
So, even while you are on the field doing the work, if maybe they are doing harvest and maybe you forgot one other thing, and they find out, they will beat you severely, mistreat you. That's what I can say.
Yeah. So now, you know, I'll continue that story. So basically, we ended up having to get him into foster care because his relatives continued to traffic him up into these farms. And every visit that I would come, I would go looking for him, and he was always missing. So I would have to threaten that, you know, if he's not back for school, you know, to go to school, then I'm going to get the police involved. And so then they would bring him back from these farms up country. But each year it was the same story. And so we finally realized that he's not going to be protected unless he's outside of those relatives' homes, because they didn't have that natural parental affection for him. So we got him into foster care, and he was able to finish high school and a trade school. And now I want to just have you share, like, yeah, what you're doing now.
Tu me dois dire à quoi formation tu es caca à dire et t'es bleu à l'été. Sorry, et t'es bleu à l'été. Chauffeur bleu à l'été. So right now I'm driving van for OAR staff. So, and I'm even the head for the drivers in OAR.
And what's your dream?
So my dream is that one day I could start my own company so that I can get much more money and take care of my family.
Yeah, so he got a mechanic certificate, finished high school, got a mechanic certificate, and one day he would like to have his own mechanic shop. So it's a great dream. And yeah, so tell us about your wedding coming up. Who's this woman that you're going to marry?
Yeah.
So I'm very happy because from the time you entered my life kept improving, and many things happened in my life, and even the coming Sunday I'll be getting married to a woman, and I'm very happy about that.
So tell me a little bit about this woman.
The whole meat burrito.
And what do you love about this woman?
So, I can say this is my taste, the type of woman that I like. So the other thing is that she does not do bleaching. She has a natural dark skin. Many of the women today, when they have dark skin, they want to bleach, but she doesn't like bleaching. So this is the second thing I really like about
her.
So I like everything about her.
So she's proud of her black heritage and her black skin.
Oh, you know, yo. Maybe they need you know this evening. But hang on, though. I don't know you go down the road. Maybe you can tell me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that. All right. So, does she love God?
Can you want to know what?
I want to know that. Now we make money for the homie.
And I even met her in the Lord, and I caught her in the Lord.
Church. Oh, yeah. Okay. Love that. So when you're doing this work, you're on in the villages, and you see children in situations like what you grew up in. How does it make you feel, and what are your thoughts when you see these children and what ORR is doing to help them? How does that make you feel inside? What are some thoughts that go through your mind?
So when I'm on the field and I hear about children being trafficked or being brought back from traffic, or when I hear that maybe a girl has been forced into marriage, my mind goes straight to what condition I was in that place. And when you came into my life, how my life begins to change. So when I hear about those things happening to those children, I feel sad for them. But in the same time, seeing that OI is doing something to bring them either back from being trafficked or to protect them from being beaten, I think that what you did in my life, like the kind of things that changed in my life, these will be the thing that happen also to those kids, and it gives me joy.
Love it. So lots of redemption stories. Love it. I love what God is doing in your life and in your new wife, who's gonna be, this weekend, fun wedding to go to. And I'm very proud of you, Fabrice. I'm proud of your heart, your love for Jesus, but I'm just very proud of you as the man that you're growing into. And yeah, you make me proud. And I love watching your life, just loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and strength. And God is going to continue to use you in mighty ways. And your story is a huge example of just redemption that God has for each of us. So is there any last words that you want to share or say?
So my prayer is that the Lord will keep this organization, keep it growing.
Yeah. So a memory that comes to mind when I was here on my last trip a few months ago, we were driving in the van, and I don't remember it. We were alone in the van, almost back to the orphanage safe home where I stay. And I said, Fabrice, what are you thinking about right now? He was just very quiet. And he goes, nothing. I said, I don't believe you. You're thinking of something. And he goes, well, I'm actually thinking about how all of this started with me. And I was like, oh, that is actually true. God used this little boy, this little 3-year-old who's now 25, to do something in my heart that could only be done when God breaks our heart for what breaks his heart. And then we have a choice to make. We can either say, yes, I'm willing to use me however you want, or we choose to ignore those promptings of the Holy Spirit. And we say, I don't think I want to be walking down that road. It's too difficult. But if we do say yes, then we get to celebrate in the beauty of what God gets the opportunity to do through our lives. And Fabrice is one of those stories. So when I see his life and see where he's at now and what he said in the van on my last visit here, is the Lord, as he was saying, it all started with me. the Lord's challenging me of this is what happens when we say yes in partnership with the Lord. This is just one of many examples. And the Lord doesn't let me forget that. When God wakes me up at night now, I'm listening a lot more because I've seen now the faithfulness of the Lord and what God is doing that is so miraculous, really. I guess we all get to celebrate in the goodness of the Lord when we say yes with him. And so it's beautiful. And I'm excited about this weekend. I'm crying tears of joy right now, Fabrice. Tears are dripping down my face as I'm just remembering God's faithfulness again. And I get to witness God's faithfulness through your life and through each of our beautiful staff and children that we serve here in West Africa. I'm just privileged to be a part of this work. And it's humbling. It's beautiful. Thank you for being on this interview and sharing your story. I love it. And that is all for this podcast. Stay tuned for more updates from West Africa. We're going to do more interviews with different staff members and children while I'm here.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.